Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, I'm your Game Master, and with me I have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hi, everybody.
Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. What happened last time?
We were wholesome.
We fought Boom Saint.
I'm just thinking of the wholesome stuff that happened at the end.
There was some wholesome stuff. What was that?
Pretty wholesome.
I'll take wholesome any day.
We started off with the fight against Boom Saint.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
I fell off a building.
You got better.
Almost.
It's fine.
Almost fell off a building.
I was caught. Kind of.
We fought Boom Saint.
How'd that go?
About neutral. We didn't win. She ran away.
Mm-hmm. She escaped.
You talked El Combustion down.
Yep. I calmed him down, and he got to meet the rest of his family.
Yeah, he did. Though Anthony was asleep.
Correct, but...
He wore himself out.
Comatose. Kind of.
But we ended up taking Anthony and the rest of Luna's family to the Arcology Hospital. So that they could be taken care of.
Okay.
And we ended with, introducing everybody to Roger, Luna's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rico talking with Luna's dog, Tucker.
Who is smarter than your average dog.
Yeah.
Because he's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
One of the goodest.
Easy to train.
And we got something planned for later. Cece's going to ride Tucker into battle.
I love it.
I don't know if it'll be battle, but it'll definitely be a dog park.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
I'm just imagining jousting now.
So let's jump over to the group that didn't go with to the hospital, which I think is Bedlam and Damon. Where did you guys go?
Because
you kind of just got left behind.
Yeah, that's one thing I was trying to think of in the last game session. I'm like, how are we all fitting in one car? There's 8 of us, plus a dog, so I'm assuming the rest, and I have not received my own bike yet.
No, you have not. You could go check on it.
That's what I plan to do.
Alright, so you were given the same location Weasel was.
Okay.
Oh, I'll go with him. I also have to pick up my bike. Still.
You have a bike?
You're getting a bike?
A bicycle.
It's a bicycle.
Bicycle. It's still a bike.
Okay.
Alright.
Hey, it's as fast as your bike.
Yeah, it is. Well, no. It doesn't reach 200 miles an hour.
Well, during the city, in the city, do you really need to get to 200 miles per hour?
Rarely.
Yes.
Yeah. Occasionally.
I'm assuming his bike is a lot more agile than mine.
Very much so. He can turn that bitch on a dime. All right. I mean, you guys have... It's like dirt bike style, so you can do that too, but it's a lot harder than him just going, okay, I'm just going to turn left.
Plant a foot, turn the bike.
No shit. And then keep going.
So we're headed off to...
The claw lab that's not a claw lab.
The secret claw lab.
So yeah, so you go to the same... There's a man door next to the garage door where Weasel went in. So you go to the man door beside the garage door. You're scanned, and then the door opens up, and it's like, oh, Damon.
Yes.
We have, we just need to take a couple measurements before the bike is done.
Alright.
Can you come on in?
Yes.
And Bedlam, same with you.
Sounds good.
They open up the door, you come into what looks like it's next to a garage, you walk along, the concrete path to a doorway in the back, and you're each going to step into a full-body scanner. This is just going to get your dimensions to make sure we get the exact right fit for you.
Am I still transformed? It lasts for an hour or so.
Yes, you can be if you want to be.
Now I would have them measure both.
Okay, then you'll want to be, so then you can turn it off and say, okay.
Yeah.
So let's scan Bedlam first. Bedlam, is there anything unusual about your body that they need to know about?
No.
Aside from the fast...
Do you mean like my speed or just like shit, like transforming?
They'll want to have you sit on like a... Well, transforming as well as they'll want to have you set on like a pedal.
There's a treadmill.
Not a treadmill.
A pedal bike.
A hamster wheel.
like a Peloton bike, you know, mm-hmm. to a stationary bike to see how fast you can pedal at top speed.
Throw Bedlam in a hamster ball.
And they're going to have you do that, and they're like, okay, we got to make a couple adjustments, but it'll be fine. They're like, you don't get a full speedster bike, but we'll get you something similar. Because there is a speedster, Cape, who rides a bicycle and uses it as a weapon. It's pretty cool. And then Rob, he's like, oh, okay, you shapeshift mildly. Correct. Okay, we're gonna have to scan you twice, or three times, depends. Probably twice for form, actually, so four. So they do a scan, and then they have you like sit on a mock up bike, and then see how you sit and things like that. All in all, Collins, besides like the physical test, the physical test takes about an hour. They want to get a really good understanding of how you are, how you adjust to different stimuli and things like that. Your scanning alone, Damon, takes at least 20 minutes per scan.
And I do have a third stage, radiant consumption, just so I don't burn it.
It doesn't change your form, though.
No, but they need to measure the resistance they need for...
So yeah, they'll have you do that as well. You tell them it's only for a minute, so they got to get everything they can on it.
And it's been scaling bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they know.
Yeah. Like, okay, we'll set it so that type of it's not bioorganic, so it shouldn't hurt it. But we will test it, and it looks like it does not affect nanites. So you're okay there. Necrotic energy requires life to do damage, and it
radiant.
Radiant shit, that would definitely hurt it.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, they're like, okay, you know what? We they're like, you remember that motorcycle we made for Helios? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they go and they go and pull up some old records. They're like, he could go full super. He can go full Nova on this thing, and it didn't. And it was okay. I mean, he burned it out from heat, not from light. So I think he'll be fine. And they make sure they add that tech into that one. You're all going to leave. It probably, like I said, it takes. You're probably there at least 2 hours, all told. And then you are each given a package. Colin, yours is much smaller. I believe it is not a backpack, but it's something that will fit in your backpack.
I thought it was shoes.
Was it shoes? Is that what we talked
about?
Yeah,
ruby slippers.
You're right. Ruby shoes. The red shoes. Yeah, you get your red set of shoes, which they teach you that, like, you literally clip the heels together and then they form the bike underneath you.
There's no place neat. Like home.
Very neat.
Tick, tick, and then, and then, Damon, you're going to get a duffel bag just like Bright Forces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you're going to duffel bag just like...
Weasels.
I will get there. I was there. They're like, you're not... Are you going to need something to help you roll this?
Please.
They're like, hold on. And they make a small modification, and then you notice in the duffel bag form wheels appear on the ends. It's kind of like and the handle appears on the end, so you can walk it behind you. It's not easy, but you can do it. Okay. Effectively, you can use your drag weight, which is more than enough to do it.
Yep.
So you can walk at half speed with it, without issues. If you have to run, get on it.
Yeah.
So what are the stats on the bike? Yeah, no, I mean, just like for speed in general.
Oh, Colin, it's going to double your speed when you're on it. The motor versions will triple your normal speed. But then again, that hurts anybody who's slow because it's a motor vehicle. So I'm not going to give stats for motor vehicles because that gets really minutia bullshit. Don't worry about it.
Just because it is somewhat relevant since mountain, so I can parkour using it.
Exactly. That's the only reason I gave you your stats. Now, you cannot fight on it. You can't even try.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't
going to. And if you get into a fight and you're on it, I will have advantage to hit you. Because you can't move like you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you work it into your fighting style.
No. That is not a thing. So there's a feat for that kind of shit, but that would be like a feat chain. You'd need mobile first, then you'd need mounted combatant.
I'll have to get mobile and go even faster.
Maybe mounted combatant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I give you mount. If you had mounting combatant, I'd let you do it.
You can choose when with mounting combatant, you can choose to take a hit versus your mount taking it.
Yeah, it's mounted fighting, so
We'd replace that with the other thing that you can use it in, just you know, without getting disadvantage, you know, without giving them advantage.
So no set speed on the bike yet.
On the motorcycle, yeah. It tops out at 180.
I thought I got it up to 200.
No, you remember you guys got the version that's at more acrobatic. You could have got the 200 mile an hour version. You got the 180 with 180 that you can do, like, basically do tricks on.
Gotcha. Miles or kilometers per hour?
What the fuck do you think? I'm not a heathen.
So, kilometers?
If you'd like to gimp your bike, go for it. I won't stop you. I assume you're worth on miles per hour.
MPH.
Okay. So... You get your bikes, you're very happy. I assume you're happy. They're very nice. Damon, if you ask for any kind of like stylistic things, they added them for you.
It's got your runes drawn on it when it's, you know, in transform mode.
That's pretty dope. I actually like that a lot. It definitely has that. I assume one of the guys one of the guys in the office has a stylistic flair and did that for you.
Ooh. When your radiant energy hits it, that's when they light up.
Y'all are pretty much good for the day. There's nothing else is going to come up today.
There is something else.
Is it date time?
No, you're just tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Family.
Damn it, the family dinner.
Okay.
Oh, we get.
And we invited.
Did you invite Brightforce's brothers as well?
Well. Tony's probably still out of it, and Roger is in the hospital.
And Charlie doesn't want to leave Roger. He is loyal.
Like a dog.
He doesn't want to leave a dog. Anthony.
Yeah, but it's dinner with one of his favorite heroes.
Roger tells him to go, but he ends up saying no because, one, he's a little self-conscious still because he's a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But Brightforce, your dad's like, you have to go.
Yeah.
Damon, Bedlam, what do you do for the rest of the day?
Back to the library. Restricted session.
Weren't we going... Don't you need to figure out who broke into your apartment?
That was a couple episodes ago, but yeah.
We started looking into it, but we really didn't get anywhere. Robert is drawing a blank on any other way I can really look into figuring that out without going into like mystical arts.
You do know a guy or girl who happens to know the mystical arts.
I will go try to. I still have the sending stone.
Yeah, you don't. I have to wait till tomorrow. Spells.
I use both of my spell slots.
Well, that's sad.
Yep.
Call tomorrow.
Or you could ask somebody that does have spell slots,
or has her number,
or has her cell phone number.
Wait, did you
Except
tell?
For, he is not with me.
Correct. But you can shoot him a text.
Yep. All right. So you receive a text message saying. I want to get in contact with our friend, but I'm out of spells. I don't have the ability to activate the sending stone. Can I stop by and get you to activate the sending stone that we have?
Certainly. We'll meet up.
Because I don't think Damon knows about you getting the phone number. So
yeah, no, and I'm not telling you that.
Yeah,
Ricky, don't lose the number. That's really close to being right. Yeah. Give me Rico, don't lose a number.
Yep. I'm just imagining being Rico Paul. Road.
Good job.
So
Rico Road.
We're going to we'll meet up right by you know where Maria's is?
No.
Okay, well
unless it's in the stacks.
It is not. If I remember correctly, oh god, it's by the college, so it's across town from the stacks.
Okay, if it's by the college,
you've been there.
Yes,
you've absolutely been there.
I'll be in that area, so I can help you out then.
All right. Until that time, I will be back to the library,
which is right by where you're going to be. So perfect.
Yep.
All right,
restricted section.
You're excited about it, and you'll be fine, Colin. What is Bedlam doing?
Yes. Hold on, I'm trying to find.
When's the last time you checked?
I want to start talking to people on the street to try and figure out if they've heard
Okay.
What were you saying?
No, what you were saying.
I want to try and see if anyone's heard any rumors of my sister.
I have a pointed question. Are you going back to your old community?
Yes.
Okay.
Dun, bum, bum.
Yes, I'll stop by there.
Okay. Bum, bum.
So you go.
Thank you, Belt.
You go back to your old stomping grounds, and you ask around, and you do hear that you know that guy who's right. You know who's prophetic, but only right once in 100 times.
Okay.
He says, "Yeah, this girl in all black and purple. She came around asking about you. Aliens.
She said it's going to rain.
Aliens are on to us.
She said there's going to be a hurricane.
And she said something about how you were never going to get what she deserved and how the city would pay. And I believed her.
You were kind of a dick to him.
All right. Sounds like the aliens are on to us, man. We gotta stay safe.
No.
You see her?
I haven't thought about aliens all day. That's weird. No.
Huh. You just did talk about aliens, though.
But not directly.
I'm not there.
But Colin, you've seen him get a prediction right before. You've seen what it looks like.
Okay.
This is what it looks like. He's lucid.
Oh, no.
Usually he's kind of got a little loopy. He is lucid entirely.
Wait, so she's going to be around here, or is this something that's already happened?
Oh, she'll be around. She'll find what matters to you.
Luckily, nothing really matters to him.
Cans.
The cans.
The cans.
The cannery.
Oh, no, not the cans. Oh, no. The cannery.
The cannery.
And then you just hear an explosion, and it's the cannery. Like, no! Not the can.
I assume Bedlam actually does have things he cares about. He just doesn't talk about them.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Like his neighbors. His old neighbors, the ones who he was close with, or his parents' graves. You know, he does have sentimental attachments to things. He's not some sociopath. And then the people who took care of him when he was down. Those people all matter to him. And one of the people who did that is the guy he's talking to, you know? So, you know that because of you, they're in danger.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, if you ever see someone like that coming around, give me a call at this number.
I don't have a stinking phone.
Try and avoid them. Something's weird's going on.
The government.
I don't have a stinking phone. The government tracks those.
Yeah, you're right. Shoot.
You know, there's a payphone about 4 blocks that way. What's the number?
I write it down on a piece of paper and give it to him.
Wow, you fancy
in code, of course. In code, of course.
He says, is it a standard cesarean shift? If so, how many numbers? Is it a standard cesarean shift? If so, how many numbers? Just pick a number. Say yes. And okay.
Three.
He says, got it. He writes it down. He writes down a little code in the corner and then sticks it in his pocket and then walks away really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day, Bedlam. And he does say Bedlam. Yes, he does not say. He doesn't say whatever your character's real name is.
Harold.
He doesn't say Harold. He says Bedlam.
Oh. John.
He has always called you Harold, except when he's lucid.
Which is funny because he only just recently picked up the Bedlam name.
I know.
Wait a second.
He's called you Bedlam before.
Wait a second.
What, you spend the rest of the day just going through your contacts, talking,
I'll go through, give him my number, tell him to avoid that person if they see him.
Roll me a charisma check. Add proficiency.
Okay. Ooh, this isn't going to be good.
There's his minus one.
It's gather information, but because he knows the people, he gets proficiency.
I rolled a 5 plus 1 plus 3, so that's 9.
You one of the people you talk to, who I'm not going to name them, tells you that they saw one other person following her around, kind of like from a distance, who was wearing a suit, like a monkey, you know, like a monkey suit, you know, like
not a capital S suit, but
a business suit, all black business suit.
Okay.
And when they looked at that person, they gave him a look that was frightening, and then they ran away.
It, I'm going to check the cape database to see if there is any villains, cowls, who wear any suits.
There are, but none of them are black suits, and you know that's actually more of something a flunky would wear.
Ooh, okay.
Someone who would be non-powered. They're powered now, but probably not, you know, powered, mm-hmm. you know? Not cape or cowl level, but more like a... I think I've said it before, but when people have got powers, they've called them sparks because they could grow into something that's more effective, but they're not usually. So they say, oh, what's your spark? That's like, what's the power you got during the surge? Because people, you do hear occasionally in conversations, people say, oh man, what's your spark? It's a thing. Yeah, that's what Bedlam did. Damon went and he's going to get a charge off of Rico?
Yep.
Or, yeah, I guess you'd be as Deimos, probably.
He has never seen my public ID, or my non-cape ID. He knows my actual name because of our school...
Yeah, the school snafu.
Except that I wasn't there, so unless it was broadcast over the phone.
Everyone said, no, because Colin said it through the mind net afterwards.
I didn't have the mind net at that point.
Oh, you didn't? You're right. You're okay.
And yeah, I would let everyone know to look out for someone in a black suit, if that's...
Yeah, no, that'd be fair. Yeah.
So I will approach as my Damon identity, looking to find the Rico I've seen before.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Rico's sitting outside the restaurant on a park bench or something.
Yep.
You hear lots of like loud cheering from like lots of like loud noises from inside. It says closed for private party.
Yeah, I know. And I'll be going back in as soon as I'm done.
Yep.
I'm sorry. You hear like this sounds like someone setting up a party because you do it before.
Yep. So I need contact with our Can't think of her name right now.
Guinevere.
I had Gwen, but...
It's okay.
25 or 50?
25 should be enough.
I'll give you a 50 anyways, just in case you have more questions.
Because you can keep responding.
Yep.
There you go.
All right.
Let me know if you need more.
Yep.
Do you want me to open the mind net for the next hour?
If it doesn't cost you anything.
It only lasts for an hour anyways, and then I have to reset it, so.
Alright.
It'll just be you, Cece, and I.
I thought telepathic bond lasted
an hour.
Is it an hour?
It is an hour.
The 6th level version is 8 hours.
That's what I was thinking of.
Or 5th level, whatever.
5th level for telepathic bond, that is the base level for it, and is 1 hour.
And it's when it gets higher level, it lasts longer?
I believe so. I will double check here.
Alright, but so, what's your message?
Arcane related questions for you. House was broken into, looking for possible occult infiltration.
That is 14 words.
I still then have another 36 for her reply.
Well, so she can reply freely, basically, up to 50 words total. She okay, so you're keeping track. You're 14. She sends back, at library, meet me in the stacks, arcane section.
See you there.
Mm-hmm. You have words.
I would put the time, how long it would take me to get there.
She says, I'll be here all night. I'm sorry. She says, I'll be here until 8, then I need to go to a hair appointment.
Alright, so I will drive my bike over there.
So you go over to the... You drive over to the... you literally go back to where you were, and then just instead of going to the truly restricted section, you go to like the semi-restriction section off to the right. And you walk in, and in the way in the back, like towards the back wall, which this place is huge. It's the size of a, like half of a football field. It's massive in here. And you hear Glenever go, "Hey, I'm over here."
Ah, I was in the the secured section earlier.
Show off.
I show up my library card.
Yeah, I never really got in the prof's good graces.
I'm trying to
get my
Hi, Guinevere.
I'm trying to be a GA, so they'll let me in, but not getting much luck.
Yeah, so Weasel says hello.
Weasel. Oh, cutie, got it. Okay.
He's like, yeah, you know, I'm talking to him through the telepathic bond.
I know what I said.
Okay.
Because you have a what charisma?
20.
Yeah, I know. I said what I said. She's like an 18. I mean, she ain't shabby.
Yep. I will proceed to explain to her that I have a client that his house was broken into with all the recording devices all blanked, which more leads towards technological, but there's still...
Or they were hexed.
Yeah. There still could be.
You would know that things can be hexed and have technology. Magic and tech don't mix. That's why she doesn't use any tech besides a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. And a sending stone.
She uses a sending stone most of the time. Except for emergencies. Yes, she considers you an emergency.
Hey.
So she says, yeah, it's probably just hexed. I mean, how big's the apartment?
I will give her exact size. It's in the stacks, so not far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could probably hit the whole floor with a minor mage.
And any clue on ways to track who did it? Any
How long's it been?
I
think it's like 2 days.
2 days?
Am I right? Hold on. As long as it hasn't been 24 hours, I should be able to get in.
It was yesterday.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get me there in the next... Before it's been exactly 24 hours, I should have a chance to trace it.
I got my bike outside.
All right. As you walk, a helmet made out of metal, a helmet it like made appears around her head. It looks like an old World War II a helmet with a spike on top.
Okay.
I like the classics.
Yeah. No complaints.
Yeah, until you go flying and impale somebody.
Yeah. We hop on my bike and I drive to my apartment.
You do know she probably will figure out that it is your apartment.
Yes, but...
Yeah.
The magic here feels like yours.
She going
I'm
inside.
Just trying not to say in public, though.
Yeah.
She says... She walks in, she sees the ward on the door that has your signature on it so you can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so it's your place.
Yeah.
Oh, she says, I put a bubble of silence around us like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. No, I was trying.
Didn't you notice you weren't hearing horns honking when you were blazing through the streets?
I usually tune them out regardless.
My helmet has noise canceling.
Well, yeah, so you go, she says, yeah, this is some pretty hefty hexing. I mean, it's targeted. They left your laptop alone but took out the camera, you know? She's going to sit down and she pulls out a cauldron on a little palm-sized cauldron. She slaps it twice and puts it down. She says, I'm going to need, like, half an hour. Just
No, not Baba Yaga's cauldron from Tasha's.
No, just a cauldron.
Just a portable cauldron that she's been using before.
Yeah, she tosses in some crystals. She tosses in what looks like a circuit board, like from an old, like, Nokia phone.
I do offer any of my supplies that you might need.
She says, yeah, you're good. Looks like good stuff, but you're good. She says, no, about a half hour. Flash over to the party.
I put some tea on.
She says, thank you.
Oh, she wants some too?
Oh, you want some tea? Yeah.
It was, of course, for everyone.
She assumed, because she didn't ask for payment. And she's just kind of, she's like, this is interesting, so I'll do it. So we're going to flash over to the party.
right.
Party, party, party. Not really. It is a family reunion style party. Everyone's excited. And do you remember what the reason for the party was?
I believe it was because Lucas.
What from Lucas?
I believe it was because he can walk again.
Correct. It was him officially coming out that he is healed, he is fixed, and that it was his powers that did it. And it's like, you know, get a leg up, Lucas. You know, so, like, it's
oh my weird. God,
you break a leg.
It's all the bad puns about like regaining mobility. I'm not gonna go into them because they're incense. So the party is it is your whole family. No, that's not enormous. You've got... Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go on the list and see who I remember.
The list was fairly small. I know. At least what I created.
I got a shot. It's pretty small. So we've got Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Maria, his wife. Mm-hmm. Not directly related to other Maria.
Right. It's a very common name.
It is a very common Latin first name. Then we have... Or Latina, in this case. Mm-hmm. So we've got Lucas, we've got Maria, we have El Combustion, we have Rico, mm-hmm. we've got Bright Force, aka Luna here, we've got Luna, we've got CC,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. I think that's all who was invited.
Well, that was the names family. That I had.
Derek family.
Anybody else you want to include?
Lucas invited...
person who helped him walk again.
Do I want to do that? What do you invite Archie? It's Archie, right?
Yeah.
He would have invited him, but he would have to politely decline. Mm. He did, however, provide a massive, like, a really nice, like, he gave him, like, a week off. Just do whatever you want with it. Go for a week off. Go anywhere. I'll pay for you to go anywhere. Just go enjoy your time.
Go for a mountain vacation. Go hiking. Enjoy your legs.
Exactly. He's like, dude, go wherever you want. He says, here's one of my credit cards. Take it. Charge whatever you want. I can swing it. Don't worry about it. And he actually tells that story. He's like, yeah, so my boss walked over, handed me his credit card, and said, go have fun. I'm kind of afraid to use it, but I'm definitely going to use it for vacation. So he's like, I think I'm going to go to Nepal. You know?
Okay.
Get all spiritual. Also.
Find Bigfoot.
I'm thinking more of a Yeti, but yeah.
Find Bigfoot, yeah.
I think they're real.
They might be. You don't know.
No, like, I'm pretty sure that with the search, they might be real. Like, legit real. He says, but also, you know, just getting to go hiking again would be nice. Because he hiked as a kid, you know. Active kid, and you know, he says, yeah, so I'm gonna go do that. The party is it's more just a nice dinner, and yeah. You know, and dinner, and there's cake, and there's, you know, like getting to know everybody. Wants to get to know Luna. Luna is asked 1,000,005 questions. I mean, how honestly does she answer them?
Like, what questions are we talking about?
All right, I'm gonna give you 5 questions.
Gotcha.
All right. So what's your spark? I'm sorry. Are you a cape?
Ooh.
It is a direct question. Everyone here is a cape, except for Maria. I'm sorry. And Lucas isn't either, but he works for Alano Tech. Mm. He knows you're a cape.
Okay.
So Maria's the one asking.
It's Maria asking.
So if she knows that everyone in the room is besides her, then she mm-hmm. would say yes.
And your name is?
Luna.
She like throws a little like corn muffin at you. And your cape name is?
Bright Force.
Okay, I just not going to know who to watch for.
Yep.
Okay. Do you like tamales?
Yes.
Do you like traditional tamales or new style tamales? There is a right answer.
Yes.
I like both, but if I had to choose, I'd probably go old school.
That was the right answer. It was a trick question. There was a right answer, but it was not either one. How do you feel about horchata?
Haven't had it in a while.
Did you like it then?
Yes.
strike against her. No, I'm screwing with you. it's okay, I understand.
Ow!
Do you speak? She asks him in Spanish, do you speak Spanish?
What?
Rico will translate it mentally.
Oh.
No. K.
Yes? See?
Ah, you don't. Understood.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You didn't know. We'll work on that.
Okay.
Would she have any other questions? What year in school are you? She asks you, like, the traditional, like, high schooler questions after that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in school? You know, yes. You know, how are your grades? Do good. I need to worry about you?
No.
Like, you lied about your grades.
They're good.
Are they?
Yes.
She rolled well on her
last year. Yeah, I do really good.
Okay.
Teen girl knowledge is really paying off.
Oh my god, no.
She says, are there any boys I need to worry about? And when do you respond?
She blushes.
She says, we'll talk later.
We talk later? Is that what she said?
She says, we'll talk later.
Oh, no.
Where do you go to school?
The public high school.
Why don't you go to RSCA?
I don't want to talk about it.
And then she gets really interested. Why don't you go to RSCA?
Okay, so there's this girl named...
Monica Gentile.
Monica Gentile. And that she puta. Was... She was being very... not nice to my friend.
Yeah, and she's so a puta, okay.
So I punched her in the boob.
With a 20 strength.
I punched her in the boob.
With a 20 strength.
She looks at Maria, looks over at El Combustion, or looks over at Hector. Yeah, she's definitely one of yours. All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. She says, welcome to the family, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Go grab some tomatoes.
Okay.
And there's also what they call the nacho experience, which is like nachos piled high with meat and cheese and sour cream and stuff.
Fucking delicious. Let's go.
But yeah, so the party is it's hopping. Hector's girlfriend does not show up. So she probably it was a family thing.
Yeah.
And Lucas is super grateful. He's very friendly. He walks over and congratulates you on, you know, getting hired by Alano and working with them.
Mm-hmm.
A great force, Luna. And he says, it's nice to know you're part of the family. He's like, if you need something, let me know. He gives you his direct cell number, which mm-hmm. you did not have before. Okay. And he is the head of R&D for the super division. So that's not a bad number to have in your Rolodex.
Eventually, Rico will... you know, get out a small baseball-sized ball. Like, hey, we got a game.
Oh,
Luna, what? We got a game oh. we can play.
Okay.
We create a while ago, Grandpa and I, we came up with a game. We call it Boom Ball.
I'm interested.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We usually play it at the house. Might not be good to play it inside. Maria says,
do not play that in my restaurant.
Exactly. So
the last time you broke three windows.
Yeah.
In one motion.
The what?
So the goal of the game mm-hmm. is A, you don't let the ball hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And B, you got to hit it into a target ring.
I am interested in this game.
And sounds like Quidditch.
You can use your powers.
Mm-hmm.
Or your feet.
I don't know if I'm very good at my feet, but I will use my powers. I'm sorry,
you're very good at athletics. You're going to be excellent at this game.
Awesome. Excellent. Excellent.
Unless you use your dexterity.
It's athletics. Mm. You can use athletics or acrobatics, but she's Wait. Excellent at this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus 8. She's yeah. really good at mm-hmm. this game.
There we go. Mm. Acrobatics plus 5. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm using power. Fuck it. Yeah, plus 10. Let's go.
Okay.
So we'll find a place where we can actually play it. And I'm assuming Hector will want to play too.
And there's like a back.
Oh my god. That's just cheating. You would definitely use that.
Oh, no, that's her.
I know. You would definitely use that. Your channel divinity gives you a peerless athlete for the next 10 minutes. You get advantage in all checks.
Awesome.
I don't tell you, though.
No.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
That works.
Paladin Oath of Glory, baby.
So we'll set up a 3-player game. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming Hector would want to play.
Oh yeah, he's in.
Always.
And you notice that against you, he usually tones it down.
He does not.
He does not, because he's like, she could take it. He's not saying that you can't. He's just saying that it's more of a challenge if he tones it down with you.
Yeah.
But versus he wants to see how good she is when he's at full. The first time. Then he'll tone it down after that.
And for the next 10 minutes...
He beat his ass. Yeah. And he goes...
Oh, son of a...
After 10 minutes, you just kind of like... You get immediately worse. You're like...
Is it like that scene in Hunter x Hunter where they just keep going against the old man? I'm actually winning?
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's a good scene.
I'm having fun!
It's like... This kid is like... Stupidly durable.
Come on, Rico, keep going.
Give me.
Oh, man. You got this. Come on. We got it.
All right. So, you guys have a good time, and Combustion Hector comes over afterwards and pats you both on the shoulder. And he says, "You know, we're the only family that can really play this game."
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
It is.
It is.
Hmm. Before, you know, everything happened, I think she would have liked it.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'm going to not be thinking about down thoughts right now. He says, I'm going to go have some spiked horchata.
That I will join you with.
And then I'm going to call an FSA pickup to take me home. To take us home. They'll drive the caddy. It's fine. Luna, if you need a ride home, where are we taking you?
I think I'm going to go to the hospital and check on Charlie, because he seems to be the only one that's kind of awake right now.
Okay. You know what? You take the caddy. It'll be fine. I'll have the FSA take us home.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty much indestructible.
It is. Just don't hit the button in the center of the dash.
Why?
Reasons?
What happened? Is it something cool?
It's called El Combustion for a reason.
It's his personal vehicle, and changes the vehicle.
Well, now I just really want to press it, so I will hold back from pressing the cool button. It's going to be so cool.
When do you need the caddy back by tomorrow?
Afternoon.
It just got waxed, so...
Afternoon. Evening.
Okay. Sorry. Have it back by 2.
Okay. I'll get the address.
And she gives you the address. He gives you the address.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Jen, send Luna the address for my house. Understood, El Combustion. I'm sorry, he's not in uniform. Understood, Hector. And a text appears from it just says capital J, capital E, capital N, is what it says for the number.
Oh.
And it's a text with an address and a I think link to start directions on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And we're gonna go to the next day.
And you finish up with mine.
Yes, I'm sorry. Flashing back over to the apartment of one Deimos Boswell. Guinevere is what she thought would take 20 minutes. She is going on an hour and a half now, and she's like, they really didn't want to be found.
And it is very appreciative.
I'm gonna make one Arcana check for her.
Can I give her advantage for my help?
If you had any magic left, I'd say yes.
No, but he is an he does have the Arcana skill, so.
But it's not. It's more of a feeling thing. He doesn't have, you don't have anything that's arcanely tuned right now.
I technically have my blood magic. My blood rites.
Okay, if you could activate that and then put your hands on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Actually, she'll give you advantage.
She'll give me advantage?
Yeah, she's gonna.
But I already have advantage.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You have a bit disadvantaged because you don't have fucking magic. So it's actually you're neutral.
I'm at plus 11.
Roll neutral though.
Natural 20.
All I do is win, no matter what. All right.
Nice.
31.
Hmm.
Yes, 31 with a natural 20.
Yeah, that'll do it. I don't know what I said the DC at.
30?
Yeah. She had no chance.
Awesome. Way to go.
You're going to get back a vibe of a man in a black suit. And there is a... And you're going to see a picture of a woman wearing a deep purple suit with red running down to red at the
capital arms S and suit.
Capital S suit.
There is a difference.
And you know without any hesitation this is Calamity.
Okay, and so she's been to my place?
Calamity has been in your house. And she tore this bitch apart. And when they left, a mage waved his hands and everything went back to normal.
Okay. Some sort of chronomancer, probably. Possibly.
Very possibly. Or some limited material control. Because it wasn't like they cut the couches, but they didn't rip all the stuffing out. So it was just someone who could mend that. You know, they popped open your TV, but they just had someone pop it back together, and then... There was a couple different mages who went by fixing things. Specific, like one guy fixed all the fabrics. Another guy fixed all of the electronics. Another guy fixed, you know, like, very specific. But there were four men in suits, and then one lowercase s, you know, like, business suits. And then Calamity in her deep purple and red. You would think that they have martial training. Actually, from the way they walk... You know they have martial training, and it looks eerily familiar.
As in...
It looks eerily familiar.
Okay. Wonderful. So she's in bed with them. It was my character's thought.
I can't say, but you might want to write it down. Yeah, so one of them fixed tech, one fixed cloth, one fixed glass, and one fixed metal. She's got a repair team that follows her around, basically. But
it's like she is a walking calamity.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to break things, and when she has people who fix things, she doesn't get trouble for breaking things.
Huh. I fix things.
People?
Yeah. People are things that can be broke.
It can be. So that's what you're going to get out of that. I can't believe you got that. You got that. I was like, there's no way. I'm going to give him some vague shit and then move on and come back to that in 5 episodes. But now you know.
Yep. I was also thinking about using my inspiration to reroll.
It's entirely possible. Nat 20 means you didn't have to fucking do that.
Yeah.
All right. If no one objects, we're going to move on to...
Weasel's Date?
The day of Weasel's Date. So, we're going to do one more thing that day I forgot. Bright Force, Luna goes over to see her parents in the caddy. You valet park the...
Well, dad and family.
Yeah. You valet park the caddy. Mm-hmm. And they're like, is this Elkenbush Jones caddy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to ask.
Okay, just... Yep, we're just going to move on. Come on.
He's not even going to ask. I've parked it before. I'm just going to go park it again. Yep. Not a big deal. It's mm-hmm. not a big deal.
That was even earlier today.
Yeah, I know. That's why he wasn't freaking out entirely. He's like, why were you... I'm not going to ask. You were in the car last time.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up and you see your dad, and your dad is doing just fine. He's back to normal. Mm-hmm. He's totally recovered. It wasn't hurt. It was more of his system shock.
Yeah.
He says, so I hear that there's a big hole in the roof of my apartment.
An El Combustion sized hole in your apartment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing we've got really good super insurance.
I was really hoping that you would say that, to be honest.
Yeah. You don't think with what I do for a living I have good super insurance? You're crazy. He says, you know what? But that's only in the living room. I'm willing to bet I can get the super to put up something so we can sleep. We can stay there tonight because we're not going back to the house.
Okay. How is Anthony doing?
He's sleeping.
Okay.
So he actually ends up taking you guys back to the apartment. You come in and the apartment is spotless.
Oh.
Like nothing ever happened. The gouges in the floor. Gone.
Yeah.
And there is a an El Combustion shaped like luchador. There's an El Combustion luchador mask sitting on the counter with like a figurine. And when you push the head, it says, "This is El Combustion. Sorry, I wrecked your building. I fixed it."
I fixed it.
And it's got like the little chime at the end. Ding.
Yeah, it's like, "Have a great day." Yeah, but you look throughout the whole place, it is fucking spotless.
Yeah.
And there is a much nicer drone for your brother, Charlie. Yeah, I mean, he had like a $50 drone. This is a $450 drone.
Yeah.
With like an 8K camera and the whole nine with like the big control unit.
So he actually has to get a pilot's license to fly it?
No, it's like the right below that one, like the one stage down, and there's also like a little mini one like he had next to it because that one you can fit in like your pocket.
Yeah,
you guys go and there is a bedroom made up for you.
Luna. Is it safe here? We're safe.
Yeah, it looks like the locks changed. There was my fingerprint opened the door, but my key didn't. There's new keys on the table, so it's everything's been changed.
Okay.
He says, I'll have my security detail come in though.
Okay.
And I'll put them on the roof and in the hallways.
How is the roof?
How is the roof? How's the roof doing?
If you go and check.
Yeah.
The roof is spotless. Like all new three new air conditioning units.
Ooh.
But, beyond that, it's in perfect shape.
Awesome.
Sorry.
No, what? I believe El Capustion fixed it or paid to fix it.
Yeah, there's actually like a company that El Capustion is. He bought like percentage in the company because he uses them so much. I'm going to give inspiration to whoever thinks of the best name for this thing. You each get one name.
For what?
It's a service that repairs buildings quickly. Because El Combustion breaks them quickly. Oh, yeah, I guess go whenever you want. But, yeah, what you got?
All right, remember, I'm emphasizing that this one is dumb in my own standards.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
The Walmart Super Center. With two L's for Walmart.
Next. I have mine. Ready?
Hit me.
Yeah, I was thinking... fixin' fast or fast and fix?
I don't hate it.
Okay.
Next.
I have one. Reconstruction.
Ooh, that's pretty hot. I'm not gonna lie.
Is it specifically only El Combustion that uses this service?
No,
it's... Okay.
But I that's no, but really if good.
El Combustion is known for using the service a lot. They're kind of marketing around.
They would also rebrand.
We'll fix it.
They rebranded around him when he bought shares of it.
Yeah.
When he bought percentage. He owns like 45% of the company at this point.
Yeah. Well, I don't got nothing on that, but I was gonna go with something along the lines of like, boom, speedy repairs.
I'm gonna give it to Colin because that was a. Solid. I'm going to write that down. It's that good.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that inspiration.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's perfectly clean. Perfect. And like, it's actually in better shape than when you showed up.
Okay, good. Well, I figured because she was kind of tearing around, it seems like.
But yeah, so there's a bedroom that is set up just like you want it. There's a little, like, there's a box. There's a heavy bag. There's a...
V-pack?
Boxing.
For boxing.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
For working out, there's a weight set that is, like, folded up in the corner.
Mm.
And it is to the point where a super could use it. It is a... He's known for a little bit. So he got you a cape, you know, class weight set.
Mm-hmm.
It's resistance. Not, it's resistance-based, not plate-based, because otherwise it would go through the floor.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I understand how fucking weights work. That would break. It would break everything, but resistance you can deal with. A bunch of other stuff. There's a sword rack with a couple new swords.
Mm-hmm.
Different styles of the German swords you would use for different sparring.
And the best bit, it has a door.
And there is a door.
Yay!
With a lock.
Wow!
But it does have a little dog door on the bottom.
Thank God.
Just so Charlie can visit you at any time.
Tucker.
No, Tucker.
I know.
She knows the difference between those two.
But yeah, so it's a very pleasant evening. It's Anthony eventually does kind of wake up, and
We tell him.
Yeah, you guys tell him, and your dad tells him, he's like, hey, it's okay. This is what happened. Anthony pretty much balks at it at first, but after about 45 minutes of being assured that it's going to be okay, mm-hmm. he's not okay. But he's to the point where he's not, like, in a nervous breakdown mode. Mm-hmm. And you guys go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And it is now...
the next day.
September 20th. The day of Weasel's date. Because I have that shit written down.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we get to that...
I think it's...
While it is... It would be. There was the other thing that you brought up on the... You know, things we should prepare for this session.
Purchases. Correct. So, the next day, you're all going to get a message... You're all going to get a message from... Claw.
Okay.
Not Claw directly, but I'm sorry. One of you is going to get a message. Damon or Deimos, because you're not in cape right, uniform right now, or cape suit. Cape identity. That's what I fucking call it. Goddamn, you're not in your cape identity, so you're Deimos. I have to remember this. You're going to get a message from Claire. She says, "Hey, the boss has some experimental tech that he's looking to get testers for, but he's kind of auctioning it off. But, I'm sorry, not auctioning it off. He has it up for sale to, you know, capes who have worked for him in the past, and you guys are on the list. Just letting you know."
All right, what time?
It's at noon.
All right.
When's your date? I'm not going to mess that up.
It'd be in the evening.
Okay, yeah, it's at noon.
All right, I'll get our group together and be there.
All right, sounds good. I'll be there. You will see me in the lilac battle suit.
Ooh, sounds interesting.
Yeah, my baby.
Can I get pictures?
You'll see me.
Oh.
And then you can take pictures.
Yeah, okay.
It's like 10 feet tall, man. It's awesome.
I specifically wrote it as an artificer armor.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
The other thing was the... money.
I'm getting there.
Okay. Yeah. We're getting free tech, Mike.
We're not getting free tech. Whoa. We're paying for tech. It's
paid tech. All right. So as you go, you are all going to get a text to your cape phones. Assuming you'll have separate phones for it. If you don't, you're stupid.
We don't have to.
Don't
we
mix.
Or Alana phones are smart enough to be able to hold both numbers and then be able to tell us which way it is.
Yeah, so that's what it would be. It'd be your A phone. It'd be the brand new A phone that runs on magic or
bioenergy.
Chi, actually, is what it ends up being. But you're all going, you know, what capes haven't you, what bounties haven't you been paid for?
Who's in Sickle?
Definitely, and that was a Claw run operation.
Correct. You already got...
But they were wanted, and that's a FSA thing.
Correct. So you're each going to be... there's a Claw. You're each going to get
$7,500. And that is divided by 20 for gold?
Correct.
So 3,500?
No.
Oh.
Three seven five, right. 375 gold. Dun, 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 dun. Which, by the way, is much more reasonable money-wise than I usually am in a game.
300 and what? 75?
3,750.
No. 375 gold.
Thank you.
Which is $7,500.
Damn.
You guys are also going to get paid your salary for the month.
Awesome.
Which I believe was $50,000 a year. So that would be...
Well, by
12. Oh, yeah, can someone do the math? I'm not... What's the math? I don't know.
You said 50,000?
50K per year, yeah. Or did I make it 60?
1,166.666666.
Stop. Let's say it was 60 even, because that way the math is good. And you don't get bonuses from them.
5,000 a month.
5K a month. So put 5K in your account, which is 250 gold.
Cool.
Now you're going to the auction, where you're going to spend most of that money. Or not auction, but the experimental tech.
Sounds like fun.
All right. So, you guys show up.
Cool.
You guys go to the experimental tech, which is held at, like, again, it's another weirdo lab that doesn't look like a lab.
Is it the same weirdo lab so somebody can get their bike made?
That makes total sense. Yes, it is.
Thank God.
So,
Bright Force, you're connected.
You're going to go through the same process. Mm-hmm. They're going to scan you, do this. Do you transform? No, I don't. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. I have to think about it.
Not until 16.
Yeah, like way later. Mm-hmm. In which case, they'll retrofit it. And they're like, okay, here's your bike. And they hand you a duffel bag.
Yay!
And you just walk out with it, because...
It's a duffel bag.
Mm-hmm. Can we say that she, like, picked me up so I can drive the caddy out?
Yeah, she just puts it in the trunk.
No, like, she can take her bike home and I can take the caddy.
That's a good idea. Yeah. That makes total sense. So, you guys go and you go inside. You come into... It's about the size of a pool at the Y, if you know what I mean. It's okay. Like, it's not a gigantic room, but it's pretty big. And there are tables just full of... If you don't know tech, it's junk. But otherwise, it's pretty cool. And in the corner, there is a... There's a roughly 12 feet tall, like, hot pink mech that's kind of waving to people. So what you guys do? I sent you guys a message saying, think of something you might want to buy, so.
Oh, I definitely want to get some thermal vision.
Cool. So you walk over to, and there's different sections. There's, like, combat, there's, like, things that do damage. Over in this corner, ooh, there's, like, utility things. Over in the other corner, there's things like, this is for mobility in this one area. And then there's, like, the communication-style stuff. And then in the very middle, there's like, two tables that are back-to-back that just has, like, stuff that doesn't really have a category.
I'll probably look at that later, but I want to get the thermal vision stuff first.
Okay, so it's going to go for the same price we talked about. So it's going to be 50 gold to get an upgrade to your mask. You will need to buy the fire cell.
Yep.
The rechargeable. Did we do the rechargeable? Yeah.
No, we did the specialized battery.
Yeah. So you'll have to buy the battery. You can buy an additional battery if you want. Okay. But they only have two.
Okay.
So.
I don't know how much the batteries will cost, but...
The additional battery will be an additional 40. The actual thermal's not that expensive, it's the battery.
Got it. Then I will do that, and I'll even buy the extra.
Okay, so that's 90 gold. What you got? Hey, Colin, you think of anything?
Yeah, are there any adrenal boosters?
Like, Shadowrun-style adrenal boosters?
Yeah, just something that can either just... speed me, give me a little boost of energy in an emergency situation.
Okay, yeah. So you can buy, this is over in the utility slash, like in the border between utility and combat. So like, utility and defense section. Oh, that's the other one's defense, not like generic bullshit. The middle is still the like some thing no one knows what it is though. So between the utility and the defensive sections, they have a. It's like an undershirt with what looked like auto injectors built into them. Mm-hmm. And it is what it would do is it once per day, as a reaction, you can heal yourself for a D10 plus level.
D10 plus level. Yeah, I'm definitely going to need that. I just flashback to all the times me lying on the floor with my party coming to rescue me. Yeah, I'm definitely going to need this. How much is it?
That will be 100 gold.
Oh, yeah, this is a definite pickup.
How many of them do they have?
Two.
Send a text. Does anyone need one of these? Take a picture.
I'm going to defer to Weasel to see if he wants it first before I...
No, you can have it.
Or do you want it?
I'm good.
I will pay the 100.
Okay.
Better the healer to have that than... Yeah.
Than the person who does the heal, than the person who needs to be healed. Yep.
So 100 gold for once a day.
It's basically a second wind, but mm-hmm. as a reaction, and it's your character level, not fighter level. But it's once per day, and it's based on a specialized core that's kind of like baked into it. Not core, but a specialized
battery
that's built into it. It's a healing energy battery. Who's next?
Right, Forrest?
Yes. I want to see if I can find something that'll help me be sneaky.
Sure. So you're going to go over to like the utility section, mm-hmm. and there is a set of like specialized boots mm-hmm. that will help deaden your, you know, when you know someone, like they demonstrate someone like jumping up and down, you don't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Effectively, it's boots of all in kind.
And how much?
Those are 100 gold pieces.
Okay.
$2,000.
100.
And you can add boots of Elvenkind to your sheet.
And I will do that.
Which is one of the few like actual magic items, but it makes total sense. And it's done with tech.
Right.
Magic tech? Yeah. Anybody else got anything?
I've got a few other things, but I'll let Damon go first.
Do we want to round robin this in case we have... Or do we just go out?
Go in? As we think of him.
Okay, yeah, hit me. What's up?
Second tactical energy pistol.
You can find one.
All right.
At retail cost.
Yep. And 2 energy cells. Basics.
No problem.
Yep.
What rating?
Can I get plus versions?
No, the different ratings let you take different cores. Take different cells.
Oh, okay.
Because the basic rating is at standard cost, but it can only take the standard cell. Then if you get up to beta or gamma grade, they can take more.
What's the price differences?
I believe it doubles each time, Mike?
2 times, 5 times, 10 times.
Yeah.
So five times, what's the... do you have the thing in front of you?
I do.
What's the base cost of the tactical energy?
Tactical energy pistol is... Base cost is... $1,500.
Converted to gold?
It's the next
75.
75. So times 5 would be closing out of my price range.
375 gold.
Yeah. I will go the second level.
And what cells does that allow him access to? I mean, I guess I can pull out too.
A or B. So that means you can get the fire, coal, lightning, or acid based energy cells.
Yep.
And I'm going to upgrade my other one. Can I just do an even trade tactical energy pistol for the next version up, but paying the difference?
It'll cost like an extra 10 gold, but yeah.
Alright, so 85.
Yeah. And you can look up what the different cells do in the dock later.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy the, you know, whichever ones you want. You can get at least one of each if you want them. All right, Colin, you got anything? I have an idea for Bright Force for Natalie.
I'm willing to listen.
Boots of springing and striding.
I just got the elven boots.
Wait, what's the cloak of elven kind? Doesn't that
advantage on stealth?
And disadvantage on perception.
And disadvantage on perception to see you. It's a double advantage for stealth.
No, it's you have disadvantage on perception, I thought.
No. There's no downside to it. It's a very good item.
Is there an equivalent of one of those around?
Yeah, there's like a camo cloak you can buy.
Yeah, I'll get a camo cloak.
Optical camo cloak. Mm-hmm. It will be... It'd be equivalent of like 3,000 gold, so...
3,000? Oh,
that'd be 150. Okay. It'd be equivalent to $3,000. So, 150 gold.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say 200, but
and it'll work for a minute a day. It's a one off. It's a charge.
Oh, okay.
So it's not always on, but it's useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll definitely get that though. That's gonna be useful.
Let's say 10 minutes a day, because that means that's more fair. That's enough for a sneaky section.
Goggles of Mage Sight. Allows me to see magic.
That is too specialized. You'd have to have that made. They don't know it well enough yet.
Okay.
There's too many nuances.
Yep, I figure I'd just give it a try for now.
Makes sense.
I'd like to try and get the gas mask built into, you know, the mask.
Yeah, there's a guy who can do it. The big giant pink mech is what they keep directing you to modify it.
Cool.
And you want to describe Claire for me?
Young, like, maybe 21, blonde hair, beautiful woman. Pops out of it. And Damon would take his first stop there at her to talk.
Yeah.
Before going shopping.
Yeah, so you get directed over to her, and she says, yeah, I can pop it in there. And she's like, it'll be, you know, 50 bucks, 100 bucks. So 5 gold.
Cool.
You could get the boots modified. The other one's modified with the like extra springiness, if you wanted, Natalie. Okay. Which would give you, it would make your base speed 30, and it triples your jump distance.
Will you add that to my sheet? Because I don't know if I would, because that seems okay. And then
it's literally just boots of spring.
I have a question. So, how much would that be first?
That would be
for a mod.
That'd be 2,000 gold. So 100. To be $2,000. So 100 gold.
Okay. And then my question is for a
Basically, if it's an uncommon magic item, you can probably get
it. No, I was gonna say a weapon that is for range. That she can have?
Based on her strength?
Just anything. Because you said that my magic really isn't range, even though it kind of is, but looking for something like that?
I figured out what we're going to do with that.
Okay, so then never
mind. Don't worry about that for now.
Sounds great.
Next up, I'm going to get some smoke and gas grenades.
Yeah, you can buy.
I already figured out how much I'm spending.
The non-damaging ones.
Well, the smoke ones, the gas ones being the non-lethal.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You can get
three of those, and then five of the gas grenades.
You mean three
smokes? Five smokes, three gas.
That's fair.
That's 100 even.
Upgrades to armor that gives resistances.
Not generally offered. They're too niche. I mean, you can get, like, fire resistance pretty easily.
Yeah.
It's a fire retardant coating that when it's going to get a little complicated. It's fire armor of fire resistance, but it's ablative. If you don't know what ablative means...
Once it's used, it's out.
Yes, and it'll take 50 hit points worth of fire damage. Once that's happened, you'll have to get it reapplied.
Doesn't sound worth it for now.
That's what they've got right now. What's
the base cost?
It would be 50. It'd be like a grand to get it done. So it'd be 50 gold.
Not worth it for the moment.
Yeah, like I said, it's ablative, because they're not 100% sure on how to imbue it into an item yet. Magic's only been around for magic people know about. It's only been around for a little bit. Like, you know that you could go to your friend, like someone who you know, and get a real like. Cloak of fire resistance. That would be something you could do. But that's not what's here. This is tech.
How about an upgraded melee gear? I have the base level melee gear, so... Maybe.
There isn't really an upgrade to the melee gear. Unless you get it magical. Which you can... you can find one that'll let you charge it with a cell. Depending on what kind you put in it. And it'll either... The basic will add 1 to hit and damage for... 5 strikes.
And once the cell runs out, does it default back to normal damage? Yeah,
it does. Or you could put fire in it, and then it'll add like a fire cell, which will add it'll do that. It'll take all the energy you're doing and turn it into that energy. So if you want to do all fire punches, you could turn it. You could do that. Yeah. Colin, you should buy some melee gear. It literally just moves.
He have the taser claws?
It literally moves your monk diet. Taser
punch.
She asked for that back. Remember?
Yeah, I gave.
But no, you could buy melee gear. It literally just moves your monk diet up a stage.
Okay, how much would that be?
That's in the book.
What about the upgraded version of the melee gear?
Oh, the kind that'll take a cell.
Yeah,
it's the next class up, so double the cost.
Double the cost.
Wait, and you said it's in the book, but I didn't think that was a weapon.
Not the book. It's in the dock.
It's in the armor section of the dock.
Okay.
It's in the weapon section of the dock.
Boop, 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 boop. Scrolling over to that.
So I got something.
Yep.
Uncommon magical item that I'm wondering if they even have.
Uh-huh.
Gloves of Thievery. You put those to good use last time I played in your games.
What do they do again?
+5 to sleight of hand and picking locks. So thieves' tools and sleight of hand.
Yes, but they need to register that you have them.
Okay.
And they verify your cape license, and they register that this person has them, and this is their biosignatures. It's like a, and they're expensive. They'd be the equivalent of like $4,000, so or 200 gold.
100 gold. Cool. Hmm.
Can I trade in my melee gear like I do with my tactical energy pistol?
Yeah, same thing. And add 10% of the cost. Is it?
It's 25. Hmm? 25 is the base cost.
Yeah, so add 10% or whatever it costs. It's like
so two.
A fee. Yeah, two. Round up to three.
Three?
Okay. So, Paul, you said there was an item that increased the monk die. I'm not seeing
melee
that.
Gear. M-E-L-E-E gear. It's in weapons.
Oh, there it is. Wait, it doesn't. It just brings it up to 1d6.
Yes, right, but combining it with somebody who has an unarmed attack bumps that damage die up another level.
It's detailed out in there. It's a little long.
Oh, it's not detailed in there.
Oh, I thought I put that in there.
It wasn't detailed. It was something that we discussed.
Plus one AC while wielding.
Yeah, but no, that would.
That'll bump.
Yeah, because no, totally. If I saw this, yeah, I'll definitely upgrade my melee die by one.
You would want to buy the plus one version, which is double the cost.
50 gold.
So 50 gold.
Okay, so plus one.
It gets 5 attacks at that plus one, and then you have to put a new cell in it as a bonus action. Okay, Natalie, is there anything else you can think of?
No.
Maybe you want to get a...
Head empty.
They have a... Like a... Oh, you know, I thought of a ranged option for you.
Okay, what?
It is a glove of... like it makes like force constructs. Mm-hmm. It's a glove that when you go to throw something, it makes something for you to throw.
Little disco balls.
Okay.
Don't you want to throw disco balls?
Sure.
And what it'll do is it'll hit for a D8 plus strength, and its range is going to be 60 feet.
How much gold is it?
It'll be 150 gold.
Okay. Oh, man, it's a pretty steep price.
$3,000? Yeah.
So, Paul, I'm also going to buy one of each of the type A and B cells.
Okay, so that means if it's going to be type B, you'll need to have at least B...
Yeah, I doubled the price of it, according to the chart. So it's So it's base 25 times 2, that's 50, times 2, that's 100.
Yep.
And then that's 57.5 gold worth.
I'll let you guys figure out the minutiae for that. I think that's a good spot to end unless anyone has anything specific they want to buy before we go off.
Sounds good to me.
Going once.
I'm going to tack on a precision energy rifle, potentially. I'm thinking about.
Hmm. Okay, what's... Yes, you can find. You can definitely find the base version. I'm gonna roll the die to see if you can find the better version. What's your number on a D12?
Six always.
You cannot. Just the base version.
The other item I wanted to get. Could I get like some little? So you know how in the Spider-Man video game you can shoot webbing at people to stick them to walls.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get something like that I can throw at people to create like a little protective barrier around them.
Tangle put bags.
Like if someone's falling off a building, instead of diving off, I could throw that at them and they would...
Tangle put bags.
I'm sure they have that.
Is it common and uncommon or just common items?
Common and uncommon. Tangle put bags from 3.5, to find the price for them, you can buy them at that price.
Okay.
That does what you're asking for. It creates a shell. It can be used offensively or defensively. And with that, I think after that little shopping spree, I think it's time to end. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471, and you can follow the podcast at RSCPod. You can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/Vanderhayden. That's me. Where you'll get access to our private Discord server for this podcast. I appreciate everyone listening, and if you could, wouldn't mind, checking out the book this is based on Amazon, I'll put a link to that in the description as well. Riverside City Chronicles includes both the book and the podcast, and if you'd like some more details on some of the characters, you'll definitely get them there. In an audio form, I can't really detail out everything about a character, but in, 100,000 words, I can give it a lot more detail. Colin, you got anything for me?
Yeah, I usually don't have a social media, so nothing this week.
Mike, Rob, what you got?
I got my Twitter at RSCPodRob, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Mike, what you got for me?
You can find me on Twitter at RSCPod.Mike, and other than that, Have a good one, everybody.
Natalie, wrap it up.
I was Bright Force. Shout out to Stacy for making the logo for this podcast.
Yeah.
Good people.
Thanks, Stacy. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to, you know, getting to see it in its final form. Mm-hmm. And you guys will have seen it already because it'll be the logo for the podcast. Mm-hmm. But at this point, we're still waiting to get it back. We're excited.
Go follow her on Instagram, Stacy.
I don't know.
I don't know what her thing is, but I will
we'll have it
for next time. Or we'll have it in the description.
Yeah, we'll make it easy on you. Mm-hmm. All right, with that, see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.